Yes.
You got on mute, buddy. Can you hear us, Kelton?
This is me. Somebody might have to call him on his phone. He's still driving. It looks like he's passing the new Walmart.
You can call his phone. He could be on.
Can you send Sherry a link?
She's getting on. I think that's her, right? Is that Sherry's? Is that her last
name?
Oh, there's a Sherry Anderson right there. Is that her?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. All right, it's 7:01. We'll call our planning and zoning meeting for September 25th of 2025 to order, and our first order of business will be roll call.
Jamie here.
Wayne here.
David here.
Kyler's excused, and Kelton's stuck in traffic, so if Kelton makes it, we'll let you know. We only have one item on the agenda for tonight, and that item is the ordinance 2025-17, an ordinance repealing and reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.275, the Air Park Overlay. Do you have any comments, Dave, on the overlay?
So we're reinstalling the overlay as we had it, or are we just
the
requirement to follow the statute?
We're repealing the old one and require and installing a state code.
Okay.
Hey, I would like to make a recommendation. Open up public comment for 2 minutes per person if they want. There's no reason that we can't allow it. It's just what happened.
Okay, anybody wants to have public comment, you have 2 minutes. Amy, I imagine you want to say something.
I was expecting no public comment, but yes, I'll make a quick comment. So it's just that one paragraph, not the overlay, from my understanding, referring to the state and federal codes.
It's a state code, I believe.
State code.
Yep.
And some, it is partially federal.
Okay. Yeah, I think that the change to just comply with state code is great, but we do have concerns about the FAA circulars. If you look at those, we believe those are advisory, and they're still within the scope of the FAA's regulation, so the federal government who imposes those. So we do believe that it's overreach to impose at the town level the requirements of the FAA advisory circulars.
Amy, the very first sentence on the legislative findings and purpose, it says the airport mixed use was drafted using standards and suggestions using the FAA. So we just took them as suggestions. They say right on the circular that they're not law, but they were suggestions to help us come up with the land use law that we want.
And you're talking about the paragraph on when you open the FAA circular itself?
All the FAA circulars, no, it's right at the very top of airport mixed use zone. The very first one just says that we use those as recommendations.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. But that I'm talking about just the specific to the overlay zone.
Yeah, the overlay zone.
I'm sorry, the airport overlay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going by the state code. But that was right out of their code.
Okay.
We just didn't draw a map.
Understood. Let me just pull up anything I was looking at the wrong packet. So the version I'm seeing says, to conform with the requirements of chapter and part 77, which I agree is incorporated. And then FAA Advisory Circular 150-5300-13B.
Okay, your 2 minutes are up, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You want to say anything, Mark?
Not unless Amy wants my 2 minutes.
Anybody else online want to make comment for 2 minutes? Go ahead, sir, in the red shirt.
Yes, thank you. I apologize. I thought the meeting started at 7:30, so forgive me. But my name is Loyal Human Counsel for the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. We're a property owner that owns a significant amount of property in that area. And we're here to urge this council to delay a decision on this ordinance until we're able to resolve some of the issues. Specifically, there's some internal ambiguities that remain, references and other things that we need to polish, but there are still a lot of issues in the ordinance as well. For example, is the residential use allowed? If so, where? In section 10.11.265, it says use is allowed in the airport mixed use zone. Specifically says only the express uses listed in the ordinance and then C table below are allowed. Is that restriction intended to aviation buildings or to the zone broadly as implied in the section title? Residential isn't listed as an approved use. Does this mean it's not allowed within the zone? Other sections specifically contemplate residential development. There's just, we believe, we're not sure what the rush to get the ordinance in place is. We'd like to have a little bit of time to work with the city to see if we can solve some of these issues. It needs to be cleaned up and clarified what development rights are permitted. We need time to improve it so it's better for landowners and better for the town itself. That's with regard to 16. With regard to 17, proposes a repeal and reinstatement. Presumably the intent is to completely delete section 10.11.275 and only have 10.11.275 in its place. It's unclear to us whether that's the case. This section states it only applies to a public use airport or an airport. What about restrictions on non-airport properties that are outside? The ordinance still seems to be ambiguous on that. To the extent the overlay zone purports to impose additional burdens on adjacent landowners just by changing location, is there a question whether this is a taking? I mean, in essence, basically, if they're expanding the size of the airport, they're also expanding the size of the FAA requirements, and that can be a taking on their adjacent properties.
Okay, Mr. Hume, you've had your... Go ahead. You haven't had any say.
Our only plea is that we think we can get comfortable. We think we can help the city get a good ordinance if we can just get a little bit more time. And it just seems like there's a rush to get this passed that's maybe not needed, especially if Ms. Walker's client is willing to agree that they're not going to file anything or take any action. They're the only property owner that's affected by the current ordinance. So if you have an agreement with her that she won't act and take action, then you could renotice this whole thing and give us another few months to work on it. Not that we need that long, but you could probably do it up to another 6 months. Now, again, we think we could do it with a few weeks. But the idea is, it just seems like there's a rush to finish this for some reason that is maybe not necessarily as urgent as everybody feels. So,
Mr. Hume, we are under a notice of intent, and it runs out the 29th. So our attorney advised us previously that we didn't have more time. We couldn't extend the notice of intent, and the airport has offered the extra time on contingencies that we don't want to give.
Ms. Walker, could you give it without any contingencies?
I have to confirm with my client, but we're definitely open to that conversation. I think that two contingencies, from what I understand, that the town was opposed to were some business licensing requirements that we're hoping would be postponed along with the zoning.
Well, but Ms. Walker, if you think about it, you're either going to get an ordinance you don't like and we don't like, or if you just give them a continuance, at least we're no worse off than we are today.
I think that would probably be fine. If I could have just like 5 minutes to consult with my client, I can check if they'd be open to that, because I agree with your position.
Yeah, and we're sympathetic. Is it mayor? Forgive me. I thought it was.
This is the planning and zoning. I'm the planning chair, Wayne Taylor.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Wayne. Forgive me. I'm new to the table, but again, we understand that your attorney may have even withdrawn according to the mayor because he's kind of frustrated with the timing. So our hope is if we can get Ms. Walker to agree to no contingencies. We all agreed to a standstill. Let's help you get a good ordinance that protects the city or the town, forgive me, and is an improvement over the one. You certainly could go back to this very version and pass it if you don't like it. That's something you can do in the future. But if she gives you an unconditional promise not to file anything, you're protected. You could then notice up your new notice of intent for another 6 months. This one is correct. This one has to end on the 29th. But you can issue a new one on the 30th, and there wouldn't be a gap. If she agrees not to, no one else can file, so you're not harmed.
Well, I don't know. You know, we even sent letters to the first presidency and the bishopric, the presiding bishopric, to try and get someone to answer. Mr. Riblensbacher had the overlay, the whole airport drawings for a couple months. And we've been trying to get you guys to come, and it's just been elevated to you. I'm not so sure that I'm not against working with you in the future to overhaul this, but I feel better about putting something in place today.
Okay.
That's my opinion. But again, we're not against working with you in the future to, like you say, overhaul it. We're not against that.
Sure.
We feel like we've been pushed right from the get-go.
And I guess I'm confused by that. Let me speak to your first concern. I apologize on behalf of the church. It got elevated to me 2 days ago. First I heard about it. But others were handling it. But I'm the senior counsel at Curtin that deals with land use issues. So I can assure you, you got our full attention now. And we'll take every effort we can move on promptly if you'd be willing to let us delay. Again, we understand if you're frustrated, you want to get it. I still am baffled though why it's so urgent. If we have Ms. Walker saying she won't take any action and she's the only landowner within the zone,
well,
it would seem like you could get it solved.
This is the first I've heard of any extension without conditions. So you brought it up and that's when I heard about it.
That's fair.
So
we tried that previously and it didn't go anywhere.
Commissioner Kelton Butterfield is now present. So I realize that it's not perfect, and our attorney, we felt, this is what I was told by an aviation engineering firm. There's public rules and private rules. And they're private public use, and there's no rules, or very few rules. And I think they've worked that to their advantage. They were able to go public by just sending a form to the FAA. We didn't know they went public until they told us they went public. We didn't know beforehand. And then, as soon as that form was cleared, UDOT Aviation gave them $2.5 million to build runway. And they didn't talk to us about that. And no one in town talked to the FAA or the UDOT Aviation. But the planning and zoning chair at the time, who is part owner in the airport.
UDOT was here in planning during public meetings.
Yes.
UDOT was
You're
here.
Lying.
Hey, shut it down. It's not the time.
I don't think you're the chair of this meeting.
We can go finish it if you want. I mean, that's...
Hey, no. Cut it out. Move on.
Bring it on.
Cut it out.
So... You see that, Mr. Hume, we would just feel better at this time to pass it, and I'm willing to work with you on it tomorrow to overhaul it. But we understand that the runway is 60 feet off your fence. And so is that a taking? In my mind, it is. The airplanes are barely above the fence when they come in.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more, but... They're not, I mean, they're not 100 feet up when they come across your fence.
Wayne,
so.
Cut it out. Move on.
All right. Anyway, I think that's how we feel. How does our commission feel? What do you think, Dave?
I think we need to get it in place, and then we can continue to work with them in the future, make it better, if there's ways to make it better. I don't see what we can do right now to make it any better than just having them comply with the requirements of the state, like what we've done.
Right. Any comments, Kelton?
No, I agree.
Jamie? Comments? Would you like 2 minutes, Lena?
Maybe that makes. Oh, to speak or to go talk to my attorney?
Sorry. To speak.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So the conditions that we asked for to extend it, I don't think were unreasonable. Business license to be able to move some tanks that the fire marshal has asked us to move. I don't think that's unreasonable at all. We have asked and pled and asked and pled to meet with the town council to work this out amicably and collaboratively, and have been turned down multiple times. It's what we wanted to do. It's what we desired to do. Every time that we pay our attorneys, I think, why can't we just work this out? We've asked, we've pled, and have been turned down and blocked multiple times. That's all I have for now.
Okay. And just to respond to that, in my opinion, and this is just me, what I've dealt with in the planning and zoning, I feel like you would really, really like to work with us as long as you get what you want. And there's not so much give and take, it's just take. And that's kind of why the attitudes are the way they are, I feel. But
we haven't had a chance to sit down and meet.
Yeah. Well.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, you have 2 minutes.
So, Michael Weber, I think we ought to hear from their attorney and get an answer to what they said. And if there's no contingencies, I think it's something to consider. If they still have those two contingencies, my opinion as a town member is move it on. Let's get it going. But if they're willing to remove all contingencies, I think it's worth considering and having a discussion on.
Go ahead, Dave.
If we pass this tonight, all we're doing is sending a positive recommendation to town council.
Correct.
Should they decide to do that, that is their prerogative.
Correct.
As to Michael's statements, they have that option.
Yeah.
But we need to pass it tonight to be able to give them that option. And it's still on the table. It's not, we're not the town council. We don't.
Correct.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that option
is in 12 minutes. Give them the option.
All I'm saying is that option is in 12 minutes. So we might as well hear now, and then you guys can still make your decision to move it on, and then we will be able to make our decision at that point.
There will be a town council meeting, Mr. Hume, right after this.
Perfect. We'll make the same recommendation there, if that's okay.
That's lovely.
Depending on what you have here, what you decide.
Okay. Well, we already discussed. I think we're willing to move it forward to the town council.
I'll make a motion to send the ordinance 2025-17, an ordinance repealing and reinstating Fairfield Town Code 10.11.275, Air Park Overlay Zone, with a positive recommendation to the Town Council.
I second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Let's take a vote.
Kelton, yes.
Jamie, yes.
Wayne, yes.
David, yes.
Okay, the motion carries. And with that, we'll take our last motion.
A motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay, there's been a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Kelton, yes.
Jamie, yes.
Wayne, yes.
David, yes.
Okay. At 7:20, we'll bring to close the planning and zoning meeting.
I just want to ask, who the one AGT. That's the most important.
Jessica. She's 9 months pregnant.
Oh, I saw her.
Yeah, and she won. She auditioned 20 years ago.